as I, its seed pods beautifully shaped, all empty. The wind is cold. There are double, triple, and quadruple trees all thrust up from the same base. There is shelf rock blown free of leaves. The horizon is obscured by prickle treetop, blue mauve, stubble, leafless, until the eye follows out along a V-dip that moves out from the ascent. A periwinkle blue light backdrops intermittent, then opens up behind trees this way, that then spears across the level curve of the horizon, obscured again by trees. I turn my torso 90 degrees from the south right to view another open flat horizon place where the sun sets on the next ridge, which is a little higher than this. The sky with pineal gland emissions washes the brain tissue anchored in stalactite, stalagmite rock drip inside blue, blue and red, blue and white. The log road is a spiral clearing through the trees, is leaf-strewn and paved with mud-anchored pebble. Two bobbing, globe-topped objects have walked the whole way in front of me, hand in hand, pretending they are finding their way back. Gold collects itself behind ridge haze and explodes into white beams before the ridge hump accepts it. A blue square shines out of my eyes, sitting on its point, superimposes over red-yellow searing disks. The light changes according to the force, to the nth degree of what it is to be inside yellow, shining out of the eyelight's thinking. Dirty green meanness, magental, arm round red, crotch warm empathy with violet floating off. I ride the arching vibrancy of chi. Underneath oaks holding the cliff, we reach from one with slipping footholds to the next, those sentences that are drawn along by an absolute resilience. In denim, in canvas, leafless, silent above us, foot squashed mosses, dead leaves. The moon's steady globe slowly traverses the arc of its descent through night, reflects the sun's ferocious glare into which it calmly looks. It sees the lashing oceanic heave of our planet and remains perfectly composed, a globe of quiet. I look up through the opened-out arms of a red oak tree. Brown hill hump prickles the night three-quarters the way up behind fanned-out straight lean with a slight shift sway as the wind heaves this and this street light comes out of the mounds from along the lake road. The oak dry leaves of the trees still hold, make rain falling on the roof sounds the wind lifts. In yoga, in art, in literature, in tai chi, you have to give everything you have up, and in return you are given everything back. The baby stirs. The gas stove hunches its animal in the corner. My shadow thrown on the wall. I see my dead mother reading substance in what is described as space. I walk with my basin and sling it all over. I turn around slow. The moon sets early. It moves through the trees, surrounds the body. The struggle is always into the face of the ascent as we go up to turn around into the source which ignites. I say, learn to repose in this and nowhere else. I say, strengthen the cells to bear more and more of it. Look, look always into the conflagrating ferocity of light. I was absolutely crazy. I had checked myself in. Insanity is insanity. It ain't talent. There was glare light every place. There was something funny about the light. I didn't know then that I was radiating this glare out of my own eyes. From the throat down to the crotch, from the crotch up to the brain, from the brain down to the crotch, from the crotch up to the brain, up and down the backbone, exploding white light. I was terrified of this light inside my brain. How come you're allowed to leave the night light off all night? A person cannot sleep in a room where there is an electric silence, silent, nobody speaks. It is a law in Kansas that a nightlight must be left on in the room of a mental patient. Poets imagine themselves out of hell again and again and again. That's how they survive. I finally convince them to come in with a flashlight. They close the door then. I take the Nicolaides natural way of drawing workbook and read, "Do not begin until you are absolutely convinced that your pencil is touching the book, the left hand, the bed frame, the glare light, the mesh screen, the trucks outside. Now draw for 3 hours." Song for small voice, Coda. Benedictus qui venit in nomine in Domini. It's around. I knew nothing as I walked up the muddy road with naked feet, the eutrophication spilling over the hump of valley visible now beneath this circle, up the creek relieved of the false lake. I circle round ridges till I am facing north. I realize how I live in my mind and in the hand rounds of minutiae simple piled up. I try to be present and the air, excruciating, presses my form. I will sing my song for a small voice. The sun streams through the oak column twig and top forked branch. The sky spills out through the mind. The air sweeps down to the bottom of the lung, even the blind sea. British Janet Dunes, 60-year-old Iyengar yoga teacher in Little Rock, Arkansas, who started the correct yoga at 50 in Oxford, virtually a hunchback, said, "You're wondering where the truth is, and it's right there, in the body, in the horizon, limitless." Qu'il est le prix de la pension. Behind your own knee. What you imagine is what happens, you know. What you image, transitive verb, in the heart knot is what occurs. The imagination affects the cell nucleus. What can hurt you? If you know this. Places of the body. Because you're afraid of the bigness, because you're afraid of the things in the knees, the intense stretch places of the body, down, 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 the head, face, salab, locusts, the dogged stretch, push out, arms, legs, AVTP, head, crown, yes, a powerful spread out, stretched out, yes, yes, the mountain, hold, hold, underarm, steady, the tree, the stretch eagle, the turned around sinew eagle, unfold, stretch. Chiropractors do not like it, you know. The wing next to the head, the tingle down the esophagus, the deep breath, the dead body, yes. It is not horrible to leave the body. It is not horrible to leave the turned around eagle look, the arc through the neck, wind lift through the ear, eye, except the muscles in the middle body, empty, empty. Ye hold down face in the sloughing flesh, flesh falling, falling, turning round, salute, the warrior. In the knee, in the knee, in the knee, in the knee, in the horse, in the calf, perpendicular to the hoof. To palm, to gather, sit. Salve, salve, oe, oe, held, hold, in the body, the cell's trunk, look, in the go, fix, and mesh, in the slow rack, holy, 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 the body is the push, forgive. Barakht, hand, hold, look for the radial in the face, down, wash us, lift, lift, palm, edge on beating sternum. Feet together, ave, 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 ave.
Yeah.
Number two, the places of the body. Skid back edge above leaves is bhakti, devotion, dharma, the law of being, nirvana, extinction of the separate individual, prana, life. Have you ever seen your own cervix? Scissors, gauze, I sit on my shins like a Tibetan woman, sadhaka, nasal syringe. I have never seen my own cervix, 36, 37. I have never seen my own seed, amira, yogi, light, in one's very own substance, cessation, I. When the light pours down my body through my crotch and out my hands, bone plank, fuzz drifts, we are selling in the basement raw knuckles. I pull on the boat, push, finally, again, again, again. I pull on the boat, push, relax the mouth muscle and push, it hurts, push, contract, push, stop, again. Into the stretching orifice, vulvic plush, you push, it slips back, and I pull, push, in the bound eagle forehead, knowing it is pain. I push, with naked stinging into the vulvic stretch, baby, baby, there's long hair out already, you can't get out of this, is she down? When the light pours, dazzle chrome inside streets, car bumpers, rice in a pool of bloody water, pink force, the real squat, then push and push and push and push. The voice says, episiotomy, partition daddy, partition baby, spinal block, thorazine, shaved crotch, cervix measure, no climax, climax stolen, prima para crazy, I pull, glare city, stinging, I straighten my legs again, 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 brace my feet on the floor, the head crowns, the head push, antsy, the evaporated saints, praise Kansas, I can't, you can, I can't, blue slots, fist, fist, fidget, in sadhana, compulsion to stand, leave it, be through, I can't, you push, 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 the pain, as the heat moves into the obstructed, excruciating presence, you cannot leave it, mommy, I am exhausted, pacing sanity. All the B-37s rise up in gray humps. You can see them from the sand, the heavy fuselage, the Harry Houdinis, all our daddies. The sea pours, attention. Mama, you're empty. From east to west, flying over us, the vernix-coated head. The eyes look past the mother's anus. She spirals forth with the cord. I turn round, putting my leg over baby. On all fours, I draw her to my breast. Everyone leaves us. Valves shut off. I need to lay down the folding of the belly pain's integrity. You sit eagle under spread out night with grabbed foot in the full lotus, in the full lotus. Trike squeak whale hump up the wall, secret up the canyon. With naked feet it would be harmful out the cricket, the tunnel, the torches in the heart knot. The sea, great, moving to us comes as it occurs, as it is occurring, as it is. Clam bed, cold, clear water slip, green tape kelp, bulbous onion, stick figure in the distant is always some lovers entangle, roll up in poncho slickers, knee deep messages, dot dot water ice in the black down, I, children cue, under green blur, under deciduous white disc, dapple dapple, one, bring me, feel niggard the messages. I am going, I am coming back, I am going, I am coming back, I am coming back. That was for Janet Zwiebelman and Hilda Morley, poets. This is number three. This is to the poet Tony Beasley. The dog with the trap on its foot moves off the wind, the oats I give the horse swirling up. Here, puppy, wonder what he eats. Came to barn after lugging wood. The dog with the trap on its foot walks out with it jingling. It has been warmer today, slushy, whether boy or girl with just three legs. Through a narrow gap in the barn door, I and sections of alfalfa fit seems it's like his foot is off. You explain it why. The door slams, then mentalness never lost. You hear slam the wind, I see. Throw alfalfa to the horse. I throw alfalfa to the horse. I see a red cardinal in the dusk at the very edge of elm branch. Blue light. Chirlio chuiwa, red, blood, journey. One night, a black pickup truck moves along the hedge intermittent, stuttery in the plow tire rut, powder quiet. I turn off the kitchen electric naked bulb, and the black oblong floating from the memory like Sunspot's lacuna. There are bones on the steps. There are bones on the steps. All the dogs eat. You give the big one his, then one at a distance became the most luminous pink. You look up, tick, 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 all Wyoming spills into the discs of your eyes. Blueness carries it off. You look out, the Buddha, sort of a light bulb person. Push pock, push pock, a push pock, push pock, a push pock, push pock, a push pock, push pock, three legs through the crust. Gaining volume and luminous, I stand facing the shouldered cathedral. Night moves around us. It smashes, it roars, slam darkness, the boundary I open, dangerous. I have been meanness, grief, grief, shame. Burnt fat, Zong, open the door, open up the door. It had been open the door up where I am. We is steel slats on the barn, carnivore, hot red, the head heat, unskinned, the famous poet said. Of course the cow, one, two, three, of course more blood, shahush, shahush, sawing it. The old man in the winter kitchen, because he has been three times to get it, to see what it is. Of course, it's red, wiped, large sides, the money, the money, the money, the legs, the tail, the throat, the breast. I take anaphylaxis, look it up, in my hands. In the whole alimentary, on, off, a ring, changing pitch, I run to find good, good, and then I am dead. So my mother calls me. Miriam, down a street. And what do you want, children? Alice, Ash, Lucinda, Schmutz, Cinderella, Susut, the father. Turning from the greedy stepsisters, the father asks, and what do you want, father? Down a long blackness, my mother calls me. Then, father, she says, the first twig or branch, Miriam, in the forest, father, on your way back, that knocks off your hat. Miriam, break it off. Slung over her back, her fingers break it off down my throat. Bring me, I hear you. Limp, dead, my body. Miriam, my body. Number 4, Places of the Body. This one is to Joanne Johnson Baker, the pianist. I move through the building pursued by the police. You seem to play it, all right. In the flash gleam of the framed gold Kiri, you will never be a great pianist. As the car splashed the building with its headlight, you will never be a great pianist. I pull out the key. 2 feet, I said, the door shut. Probably the greatest kitchen chair. Too hummy. He thought he'd seen me. Person, headlight, eccentric. Yes, present. Midnight. I hear his door quiet. His feet past the telephone, then the candy machines. I see down the hall the flashlight and Beethoven. Christ, fine, the back stairs on my knees. Sherman's. I feel the panel wall, then absolute night. Avoid the window at the bend. He plays rumbly, rumbly, rumbly. Bird, everything cheap, chirp, beep. Pound. I hear the police. Louis, the police. Walk, clank, front door. And I emerge, second story. Feel down, passage, studio end. I turn inside. I turn inside. I turn inside. A turning swatch of skin stretched on knees. Pound. I close. Black wing quiet. I hear him. Room of my life. Play. Turn the page. Please, more quiet. I be here. Sit still. I hear her. I hear her hand above, exactly. Listen, I wear but black wing click, absolutely. I had opened it. You could moon night here in the smash beam of the door, bright, right, shut, in the splash, crash, du hol de Mondnacht, moon night, art students talking quietly, walk across the street. It was as if I walked to the window, lifted the shade up, it was as if the heavens were quietly, it was as if It was as if the heavens were quietly, es war als hätte der Himmel die Erde, it was as if the heavens die Erde quietly, the sky hung sternklar, kissed us, the earth, me, the city, it was as if the earth, the planet, the sky, me, the city, das Klavier, meine Hände, the fir tree, absolutely, absolutely, I begin to practice. The end of the places of the body, and this is for the poet, the Kansas City poet David Perkins, not the Harvard scholar David Perkins. I watch the Pacific Intermountain Express truck snake between firs efficiently, the drivers elbowing one another at the stop, watching me do Tai Chi in a very few minutes become quiet. Black, blue, red, yellow, white, black, blue, red, yellow, white, black, blue, red, yellow, forms hovering in the milky blue undulating luminous, cautiously polite, unwilling to frighten, an enormous rearing up Buddha lift force. We think that we bring it on, yes, but it's a devotion kindled by the sun. The shapes loom in twilight in burning up. Draw the new moon scythe in the west, zenith you, says Katie, O Lord, thy large white phonetic gurgle sound differences, 10,000 differences, 10,000 differences, 10,000 differences, 10 the black difference spirit, 1,000 difference outer edge, send differences, 10 the blue indifference spirit, 1,000 difference outer edge, send differences, 10 the red indifference spirit, 1,000 difference outer edge, send differences, 10 the yellow difference spirit, 1,000 difference outer edge, send differences, 10 the white indifference spirit, 1,000 difference outer edge, send differences, black spirit outer edge difference, blue spirit outer edge difference, red spirit outer edge difference, yellow spirit outer edge difference, white spirit outer edge. Black, blue, red, yellow, white, black, blue, red, yellow, white, black, blue, limbs, walk, bedroom, reach, get back, bathroom, back porch, back door, alley, trucks, blocks, 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 shut up, blocks, perfectly east, west, blocks, lasagna, garlic, dark, purgatory. The Krishna blue moves off the kindling source like a guided spaceship. A light bulb ignites a disc. Velvet blue, black, around which is deep red, around which is milky blue amorphous. The mind's fiendish rubble ambles back to its horse. I ask Ian what he is doing outside. He says, I'm touching worms. I say, where did you find them? He says, they like dirt. I find them from the splashing gold of the Japanese Buddha sitting above the steps in the dirt, yelling back, he's meditating, yes. One bird slice out of the white fogs joining with your breath. You going home. Ave, Eva, Zaha, Haino.
Thank you. You've been listening to Miriam Halliday read from her works.
Good evening. You've been listening to Miriam Halliday Borkowski read her poetry, originally broadcast in 1982 on the AIR program New Letters on Air. That's through the University of Kansas. Miriam Halliday was her name when she wrote the poetry. She later became Miriam Halliday Borkowski. I am your host, Mary Borkowski. That's my mother reading. I thought I'd share it just because I dug it up and it's means quite a bit to me. I hope you've been enjoying what you're listening to. I'm sorry that I probably should have read beforehand a disclaimer saying that the following broadcasts, or in this case, the broadcast I just broadcasted, does not reflect the official views of the radio station WKCR, its managing board or licensees, the trustees of Columbia University. The segment, New Letters on Air from 1982, featuring Miriam Halliday, is being aired in light of its cultural merit, but it contains disturbing content, perhaps imagery or ideas, vulgarity of language, fierceness of tone. It may be objectionable to some listeners, especially younger audience members. Please tune out if you feel you may be sensitive to such content and tune back in once it is over. We have about 12 minutes left here on Studio A, and as I said, you're listening to WKCR-FM New York, Columbia University's own radio station at 89.9 FM on your dial. And if you're listening on the World Wide Web, and click live broadcast on the site WKCR.org. You can also listen to us there anywhere in the world, even if you're not getting our signal on the radio. I'm going to conclude just with one poem that I don't have a recording of, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to read it myself. Miriam was not ever widely published. She died in 2002 from cancer. And there's a great network out there on the internet. The internet is vast, but there are certainly wonderful things that it contributes. And part of that is to lend a space for people who do not get their voices heard, also a space that public and nonprofit radio stations such as this one attempt to do. The network is outlawpoetry.com. That's outlawpoetry.com. And it's been publishing on quite a regular basis now poems not only of my mother's, but also poets including Todd Moore, Albert Hofstickler, Eugenia Borkowski, my sister, Tom Christ, Dave Church, Todd Moore, Attila Yosef, Hank Collette. It's a site that is run out of England, I believe. Its official title is the Outlaw Poetry and Free Jazz Network. It is responsible in part, I believe, for the Outlaw Bible of American Poetry, which is edited by S.A. Griffin and Alan Kaufman. Without further ado, I'm going to read one of my mother's poems. This one is called Come See the Crack Lines on Julian in St. Francis of Assisi's City. And here we go. Come see the crack lines on Julian in St. Francis of Assisi's city and hear them calibrate in percentiles the level of consciousness received from their pipes. Isn't that all anybody wants, a high level of consciousness? They nod and decently avert their eyes. My son reminds them they are participating in their own genocide. The gates of St. John the Evangelist are locked. There are no showers, no dining halls, no benches, no places to empty one's bowels in private, no jobs, no learning leading development, no food, nada, nothing, nichts, but cement soaked with human piss, human torpor, human inertia, sitting in the sun square by the BART, completely surrendered to the brutal, stone-stupid boredom of those who never give anything ever back. Denial of each one's creativity, producing pessimism, negativity, meanness of the heart, holocaust, each one sitting in the sun, each one sitting in the sun. The evening prayer comes in, the sword of Allah penetrating the tongue. You gotta be there when you get there and do it, says Christ, leading his bride Jerusalem into the vastness. This ain't no trendy tryst. La ilaha illaha Muhammadu Rasulah. Communal equity, cosmic accountability. We've had enough of partisan cliques. We need revolutionary activity, joyous continuum. Excuse me. Catastrophe is constant. The option of suicide is gone. That which created us is in us, and it is with that that we create. Fight back. You look wonderful. Wonderful. How do you do it? I'm dying. I'm just trying to take it. Bless me, even me, also, oh, my father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, friend, self, daughter, son. Bless me, even me, also. Come see the crack lines on Julian in St. Francis of Assisi City. There's a Holocaust going on. That poem is by Miriam Halliday Burkowski. She wrote it on July 6th, 1995 for MJB, Matthew John Burkowski, and David Roskus. It was published in the edition of Big Hammer number 5, which Dave Roskus publishes down in New Jersey. More of Big Hammer's work can be found by looking up on the internet, Dave Roskus's Iniquity Press / Vendetta Books. That's Iniquity, Iniquity Press. Thank you so much for listening tonight. It's been a personal and also very enjoyable experience to share some poetry that probably isn't heard or known of. I apologize if anyone was offended, and I somewhat hope they were, or at least sensibility-wise. You're listening to Studio A through WKCR-FM, which is the arts programming branch of WKCR, a venerable institution committed to preserving the knowledge and the dissemination orally of classical jazz, experimental new music, international world music, if you will. And then the arts division is some more or less devoted to introducing you to maybe ideas and writers and actors and musicians and filmmakers who you might not be exposed to otherwise. The radio is a very special medium for that reason. I'm pretty much done here for tonight. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Black Friday. And I'm going to play a little bit of Mendelssohn for your ears' content. My mother was a classical pianist, and I'm sure she would approve of Mendelssohn. This is a recording. Let me just unhinge this. This is a recording of the string quartet in E-flat from Opus 12, with the work of Christian Thiel and Lee Joyner on violin, Catherine Plummer on viola, and David van der Kooi on cello. This is the Blair Quartet. Thank you so much for listening tonight. This is Studio A. I'm your host, Mary Burkowski. You've been listening to an evening of poetry by Miriam Halliday, in parentheses, Borkowski. Mother, poet, good person, bad person, person that created things, deserving of Studio A's time slot. And you are listening to WKCR-FM. As always, stay tuned for Sonidas Colombianas, I believe, which is coming up next here, 10 o'clock, top of the hour. In the meantime, enjoy some Mendelssohn.